6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tessa Time News,
episode 464
on Now You Know. So Tesla has just launched the new Model Y long range in the U.S. And get this, if we compare the new Model Y long range to the old Model Y had a starting price of $44,990. That's $37,490 with the EV tax credit.
Okay, how about the new Model Y?
Well, the new Model Y is $44,990 with $37,490 with the EV tax credit.
That's the same.
They're the same picture.
Yep.
How about the range?
Old Model Y, 337 miles.
And for the new Model Y?
357 miles, 6% more range.
For the same price?
Yep.
Okay, how about 0 to 60 time?
Old Model Y, 6.5 seconds.
And the new Model Y?
5.4 seconds.
Over a second quicker?
Not to mention all the other new cool features on the new refreshed Model Y, like the new front light and the rear light and the 8-inch rear screen and the acoustic glass and the improved suspension and the ventilated seats, etc., etc.
And it's the same price as the old Model Y.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's likely going to be the best-selling car in the world for the third year in a row.
And deliveries start in just 3 to 5 weeks.
Very exciting. I think I saw my first one on the road the other day in Massachusetts. So let us know down in the comments if you've seen the new Model Y in person.
This is really exciting. I think a lot of people are finally going to be able to afford the new Model Y because obviously it came out with the launch price and that was a bit pricey for most people. And then we got the dual motor price and that was still a little high. This is with the tax credit around the same price as a Toyota RAV4,
yep,
which of course used to be one of the best selling cars in this country. But now, of course, the Model Y is going to put it to shame.
Shame. Shame.
Have you heard about Project Alicorn?
What?
Project Alicorn.
What's an alicorn?
Alicorns, the unicorns with wings.
Project Alicorn appears to be Tesla's secret code name for the robo-taxi software release that will bring the world into the world of unsupervised full self-driving!
I don't... What? What? Alicorn?
All right, so you see, over-the-air update 4.44.5 has been decompiled by Tesla app updates. And when they decompiled it, they found all this code that points to full functionality for RoboTaxi.
Like what?
Tesla app update says Tesla RoboTaxi functionalities include adjusting and confirming pickup locations, entering destinations, displaying real-time ETA, managing trip cancellations, and facilitating passenger egress with live updates. Additional features allow access to vehicle controls, dispatching pickups, and confirming pullover actions for a seamless autonomous ride-hailing experience. We also see feedback-related strings like ride cancellation reasons.
Well, that's really interesting. So this means that Tesla actually has software ready to go for full self-driving robo-taxi fleets.
Well, yeah. And Tesla app update says, also to note, looks like they will be planning on having a driver for some rides with the following strings, presumed with FSD on the whole time, but as a way for regular owners to enroll their own cars and make money at the start. And that is the Alicorn button titled Call Driver.
Oh, so it seems that Tesla is planning that the first robo-taxi rides might need a safety driver.
That does make sense, right? Because that's how early Waymos and Cruise Automation robo-taxi rides did it in places like San Francisco and Chandler, Arizona. They had to have safety drivers to make regulators happy.
So normally you'd have the company that runs the robo-taxi hiring the safety drivers, putting them in the cars, and then doing all of this stuff.
But now we can be the safety drivers.
So you're essentially an Uber that doesn't have to drive.
Much.
So for the first, you know, who knows how long, it'll be starting off with robo-taxi supervised.
Right.
With, you know, if you wanted to run it, you'd be in the car.
Right.
So that's not like...
And this does point to Model Ys and Model 3s and stuff being the first cars instead of robo-taxis, because obviously you can't really put a safety driver in a robo-taxi because they'd have nothing to do.
So this is interesting.
They would just go, watch out!
But I mean, this really points to regular Tesla drivers actually having access to the robo-taxi network.
Yes. Oh, and one other tidbit. Tesla app updates also said that it looks like the code requires robo-taxi riders to have Tesla accounts to hail a taxi.
Mm-hmm. Smart. Big brain stuff. Because again, if you have an Uber app on your phone, what can you do with it?
I can call an Uber. Oh, and it says I can do Uber Eats, even though that's a separate app for some reason.
Okay, except now with the Tesla app, every single time you log into it, they can be like,
want to buy a Tesla? Want to buy a Tesla?
Well, and also, who knows what other amazing stuff. So, I mean.
Want to buy an Optimus?
Well, so the Tesla app now can do your car. So it'll, if you buy a Tesla, that runs your car.
Your solar system.
Your solar system, your batteries in your home. Other EV drivers need the Tesla app in order to charge their cars, depending on model. And if Ford was super nice to Tesla and begged and pleaded for them to not make that happen. And now ride hailing.
Yep.
So Tesla is slowly becoming an everything app. An app that perhaps more and more and more people are going to have on their phone, which is a very interesting thing.
So ARK Invest just published a report called Electric Vehicles Are Likely to Derail Gas-Powered Vehicles.
Well, no. But I've only seen headlines saying that EVs are dead.
Yes, and we all know how accurate headlines are these days. But how about some facts instead?
This is a chart that ARK Invest included in the report of global vehicle sales and share by segment.
So dark blue is internal combustion engine vehicles, gray is hybrids, pink is plug-in hybrids, and light green is battery electric.
Well, you look at that. Even though global vehicle sales tumbled in 2020 through 2022, battery EV sales have been taking over market share.
In fact, ICE have dropped to only 72% market share globally last year, and BEVs have grown to 13%. This chart makes it even more clear. When we started TTN back in 2016, BEVs had just 0.6% market share globally.
Last year, battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids combined was 20%.
And if we focus on China,
wow, BEVs hit over 25.6% last year.
Yep, and ICE was down to just a 52% market share in China last year.
So the writing is on the wall, just as we have been saying all along.
And Kathy Wood wraps it up. In our view, EVs will continue to take share from gas-powered vehicles globally as they did throughout 2024 and the first quarter of 2025. Great perspective from their ARK Invest research analyst, who you should follow, by the way, on X.
I mean, this is crazy. We have been saying this since 2016 when it was
not obvious.
It was literally this big. I hate to toot my own horn, but like...
I told you so.
This is why you should follow us. We've been dealing with this stuff the whole time. We had an electric car back then, which was pretty weird. And now it's becoming one of the most common cars you can buy. The FBI formed a domestic terrorism task force to investigate attacks on Tesla.
But depending on where you get your news, you might not have heard about it.
Out of hundreds of reporting sources Ground News analyzed, barely any are coming from more liberal outlets.
And if they are, they're shifting the focus to President Trump. But with a quick scroll, we easily found reporting calling for the violence to settle down.
This is the kind of partisan spin that fuels public division.
When news is filtered through political lenses, you don't get the truth. You get outrage in misguided attacks on innocent Tesla owners.
Especially when it comes to someone as polarizing as Elon Musk, there's only going to be more spin, more outrage, and more violence unless we have reliable sources of information.
That's exactly why we keep partnering with Ground News, an app and website that doesn't just show you the most important stories of our time. They show you the bias, credibility, and financial interests driving the different narratives.
Ground News was founded by a former NASA engineer with one mission in mind, to help people break free from echo chambers and see the full picture. And we just knew that our viewers would love what they've built.
From their interest feeds that help us track developments on stories that we bring you guys, to their blind spot feed that surfaces other important stories that one side of the spectrum is missing or ignoring. Ground News has truly become a better, smarter version of the doom scrolling that we were already doing.
Which is why we got our viewers 40% off the same unlimited access Vantage plan we've been using every day. That's just $5 a month for clarity and context when you go to ground.news/NYK or scan the QR code.
Thank you to Ground News for sponsoring us and helping us stay curious, think critically, and stay grounded. And we know it'll do the same for you. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
Tesla appears to be offering a new incentive to customers that purchase a Cybertruck. 1 year of free FSD supervised.
That's a nice incentive. What's that worth? $99 a month times 12 months. So $1,200.
Yeah. And then, I mean, let's be honest. After you have FSD for a whole year, it's going to be hard to not want to continue subscribing or maybe even buying it outright because it's so good now. I think, you know, a year or two ago, it wasn't so good. It was kind of stressful. But now that it's relaxing, I really do think as more and more people experience it, they're just going to want to keep it. All right. How about some SpaceX news? And Michael Nichols said Starlink direct to cell coming to Chile.
That's exciting.
I mean, that's a place you might need it for up in the mountains or out in the salt flats or something. Remember when the FAA was constantly fighting SpaceX and delaying launches? Mm. Well, it appears there's been a change of heart.
I wonder why that is.
On Tuesday, the FAA granted SpaceX the approval to launch and land Starship from Starbase.
The city of Starbase.
Yes, to launch and land Starship from the city of Starbase up to 25 times per year. The FAA's final environmental assessment has concluded that Starship's launches and landings will have no significant impact on the surrounding environment.
That's great, although 25 launches a year is only going to be good enough for about another 12 months or so, and then the FAA is going to have to increase that limit, I think.
Yeah, Starship isn't the kind of thing where it's going to be like, once in a while, we'll launch it. It's going to be, as soon as he gets the cadence going, it's going to be like every 2 days. All right, it's time for Into the Future, sponsored by our friends at Henson Shaving.
Henson Shaving is a company that started with a couple brothers. They're in a machine shop. They've actually been making parts for like the NASA Mars rover. And one day they decided, you know what?
We're tired of that.
Let's make the best razor on Earth. And they have done that. The Henson razor. You can get yours at hensonshaving.com. And we have a great deal. If you use our code Now You Know when you check out, you can get 100 blades for free. Into the future. So Elon looks excited here in front of XAI's Colossus supercomputer in Memphis, Tennessee.
That is because Colossus Phase 1 with 100,000 H100 GPUs has just achieved full operational capabilities.
But I thought that XAI already built the 100,000 GPUs in 122 days back in September.
They did. It has been built and wired since September, but it needed, you know, fine-tuning and tweaking.
Is that the technical term?
Yes. I need to fine-tune and tweak the parameters to get optimal results.
So the XAI team is currently at work on Phase 2, which will bring an additional 100,000 GPUs. That includes 50,000 H200s online within a few months. It's planned to be online between August and October, and XAI has created 320 jobs so far at its Memphis facility. All right, time for our Patreon bonus stories. Remember, head on over to Patreon. You get all those bonus stories if you're one of our patrons, and you can join for as little as a buck a month. So thank you, patrons, for supporting us. All right, we're back from Patreon bonus stories. It's time for Elon's X's of the week.
Tesla Singapore posted new Model Y, first delivery in Singapore.
Does everyone get the big red ribbon?
I don't know. They just keep taking it off, putting it on the next one.
Elon Facts posted a quote from Elon. Once you understand the Kardashev scale, it becomes utterly obvious that essentially all energy generation will be solar.
And then Gorklon Rust, which of course is Elon Musk, but he changed his name because he thinks that having Grok, but calling it Gork is hilarious. Solar will obviously be over a billion times more energy than everything else combined.
Mike P said, what do I hate the most about FSD by far? I hate that I can't even glance at the display to add a new nav stop without getting yelled at. I literally have to stop FSD and type while manually driving. Obviously, way more dangerous. We're in a very weird period where Tesla has to be extra cautious about safety, but we all know the nag is way overkill today because the software is incredible. In some cases, overly aggressive nag forces us to be even more dangerous. Annoying, but I guess makes sense from liability point of view. I'm ready for wide, limited supervision FSD with driver in seat required for any remaining red hand scenarios. They can do that before end of year easily. Let's go.
And Elon said, you're right. And I mean, I think that this is just one, if I had to nitpick on Tesla, they have their results of their full self-driving safety, you know, like, oh, it's much safer to drive on autopilot. But if you're forcing people off of using full self-driving just so that way they can like use their phone, which obviously you shouldn't be doing, or even using the nav screen, well, then it's kind of juicing the results a little bit. I'm not going to say that that means that full self-driving is horrible. It just means that like you're making the car more dangerous when people have to take it out of full self-driving to just do normal stuff.
All right, it's time for supercharger reviews. This is where you guys go out into the world and review those superchargers.
Hey, Zach and Jesse, it's Stan again. We are in Evergreen, Alabama at the Piggly Wiggly 12-stall version 3, 250 kilowatts. There's a McDonald's. It might be another fast food up there beside McDonald's. I can't make out the sign for me. I think that's about it. It's right on the freeway. I would say I would rate this one 6.5. And now you know.
Hey, y'all. I'm here at the 8-stall Hamburg, Pennsylvania supercharger. This is a great spot. I mean, we're right off a major interstate here. There's everything at this intersection. This is actually a frequent stop for us. There's a Walmart. There's a Lowe's. Cracker Barrel is just down the street. And we're co-located at a Wawa. So you can stop in there, get coffee. Yeah, this is a great spot. I mean, look at these views. Unbelievable. I'd give this like a 9 out of 10, honestly. Great views, great location, easy to find. The only point I would dock it for maybe is it could probably do with more stalls. I would say at least a 12 stall this could be. 8 stalls, it was pretty crowded when I got here. But otherwise, this is a pretty solid spot. Now you know.
Thank you so much for doing supercharger reviews. Again, we have a map on our website, nowyouknowchannel.com, and you can review all the supercharger reviews on there and upload your own.
All right, everybody. Jesse is about to take off to go on vacation. I'll see him in a little over a week like you will, but filling your shoes while you're gone will be our buddy Will from Tesla Jigsaw.
Oh, that's great.
So we'll see you guys on Sunday.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, everybody. I'll see you in a week. Now you know.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. Prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/listen. That's forhers.com/listen. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.